فكذبوه فأخروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لكل شيء معدن، ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله عليه وسلم is faraz upon us, and that love must be more than what we love ourselves, more than what we love our children, more than we love the entire mankind. The love of the Nabi Kareem, that burning desire must be in our heart, not only to go and come, but to stay. And we are going to visit him. What an honor for this people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zaalni ba'd for this person. But Jannat has become compulsory for that person. What a great gift we have got. Ab na jana ho ghar humko waapas. And this level of iman should come into us, and love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't want to leave Madina Sharif. We just want to stay there by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahib gave such a beautiful that لا تجعل هذا آخر العهد بنبيك وحرمك وحرمه ومسجدي. Let this not be the last that I'm coming. وارزقني العود بعد العود المرة بعد المرة. Let me return over and over again. Let me come again and again. And also معنى أبرار الحق صاحب رحمة الله عليه is to say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi, for your deen's work I'm going back again. Otherwise I should not have gone. No matter who, even if you're not an Ali, you're not. I will establish your deen. I will make sajdas there. In every occasion, I will give adhan there. I will give takbir there. And if you're an alim and you're teaching hips class, you're teaching alim class, for your deen's sake, I'm going. Otherwise, I should just have stayed here. Chupke, chupke, ye maange duaen, quietly, quietly. These are the duas that we will make. Nobody will hear them, but Allah is hearing them. Tere ghar par mera sar ho ya Rab. Now Hazrat is moving us to another scene, Kaaba Sharif and your threshold. At your threshold, I surrender everything of mine. Multazam par ye maange duaye, jaan is taraf ko tujh par lutaye. We will give our lives in this way. And we should make dua. When maut comes, we are deep in duas. If it comes at multazam, what to say then? Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Of your great mercy and kindness, O Allah, make me yours. Make that we kun lana waj'alna laka. O Allah, you become ours and make us yours, O Allah. Multazam par ye maange du'ayin. These are the du'as that we will. When Allah gives us the opportunity, not that I get a new BM or I get a new factory, to ask him. May apne khuda se
khuda maangta.
My du'a is, O Allah, that I want you. That is what I want. If you got Allah, you have got everything. So there at Multazam, those are the du'as to be asking for. Duna alam ki kya hai haqeeqat? What is the reality of this world? This is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. Not even equal to one wing of jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. It can be as many realms, this world, Jannah. We sacrifice all that for you and on you, O Allah. Sari alam mein phir ke ya Rab. And this must be our nature. This is what we call tasawwuf, what we call ihsan. What is it? That I will habbat sunai. I will tell the people of the great, immense enjoyment of the love of Allah. That Allah is so great. Allah, more than to be fear Allah, to love Allah ta'ala. Allah is a loving being. Allah is the creator of love. And the place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of that love, of the heart also. And we love so many things in this dunya. Halal things also. You love your wife. You love your house. No problem with that. You love your business. But how many people love haram things also? And all that love which a person is enjoying, who's the creator of that love? Allah is the creator. So if you get the love of strife, and this door is open for everyone. You don't have to be a maulana, a mufti, a hafiz. You don't have to be the son of a maulana. You don't have to be outwardly so pious or anything. This door is open for everyone. Sari alamku majnoomana. We will make the whole world mad in your love. Everyone will die for you and will enjoy to be with you. Sari alamku majnoomana. And having made the whole world, he looks at him, oh, this man is suffering. How he's suffering. But he finished that one packet, he went buy another packet. And he's paying for it. Why? He knows what enjoyment he's getting. So in the same way, when you get the enjoyment of Allah, somebody will say, oh, poor man, 2 o'clock in the morning he's up. And he's crying to Allah. Oh, I don't know what he's suffering, what he's going through. He's keeping rosas for Allah. What's wrong with this man? He's suffering hunger, but ask him what enjoyment
Allah
is. You try and force him to give it up, Allah Ta'ala, then he'll realize what is the love of my motor car, of my garden, of my house, my shop. These things are nothing whatsoever. This is the real love. One poet says, as karam as ishma as push anyone away. Allah doesn't refuse anyone his love. But when we commit guna, we lose that love of Allah. When we fall into sin. So, as karam as ish ma'azool am makun, zikr bajus khesh majhool am makun. Oh Allah, let me always be involved, occupied with your remembrance. What sweetness there is in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah, very, very great alim, mufassir of the Quran, Allama of his time, in the whole East. He was famous, people just talking about that. The enjoyment he got. He said, Wada anika shabe akhir. My days with you, with Allah, is in the last part of the night. And what enjoyment he got. As soon as it was Fajr, he said, Subah, he said, Intizari Sham. I'm waiting again when that time will come, when I can be alone in the Hajj time with Allah. In my sajda, in my duas. A person who gets this enjoyment, only he knows what it is. Lazzat do jahan bhool jaye. When we get this enjoyment without any doubt, wallah, all they are going into interest and they don't know what to do. And good people, this is the case of people with us and good people who this is they getting involved. Downloading this, downloading that, paying for it. How many people, their sports, they are overtaken by their sports. How many people overtaken by their house? Everything of the house must be perfect. The garden must be perfect. These things over. And you don't want it to eat the bone. What is the bone? Nothing on the bone. You want it to eat a piece of meat. Nice, good meat. So don't give it a long bayan. That's what you're eating the bone. Eat meat. And you don't have to make mujahada and lot of zikr and all that. And don't dare snatch that bone from it. It will leave the bone and it will come to the meat. So exactly, we are on the bone of this dunya. A dunya jifa. Wataliguha kila. This dunya is scary, is a dead animal. And the seekers of this dunya are the dogs of this dunya. So, but that is all we got. We haven't been exposed to the other things. Only this dunya, nice house, nice car, furniture, traveling, holidays, clothing, brand name, special. This is all in front of us. But just put dunya and Allah and the love of Allah, do that, you'll hate yourself for it. When you find the love of Allah, Islah is automatic. When you find Allah, Ikhlas is more automatic. You don't have to then give long bayans about Ikhlas. That person will only do for when he knows Allah. He gets the marif and the true Allah wala, Hazrat has captured it in these words. They are looking in the whole world. This is everything for Isha. Isha. How many of our friends, mashallah, our brother Riyaz the other night told me, after that Yusuf told me the same thing the next day, that we know we still have a far way to go. We know our weaknesses. But from where we have come to where we are, my share, you brought me here. So a person dies for Isha. You brought me here. You opened my eyes. You taught me all this. So, Murid, that what he wants, that he wants him to become an Allah wala, connected to Allah, and here is somebody. And when you find, so Hazrat says, this is what I'm looking for in the world. Where are those people that I see genuinely they're looking for Allah? Then the Shaykh sacrifices for his Murid. He becomes like a slave of the Murid. Why? Because he wants to find Allah. And to serve such a person who is looking for Allah, there is no greater honor than that. So this is what is the path of the tasawwuf,
and the path of ihsan and tazkiya nafs and tariqa. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says first that only so much words Allah said, wama sawwaha. But this wama sawwaha, volumes and volumes cannot fulfill, cannot explain what it is. How balanced Allah Ta'ala has made. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain to us, see the eyes, Allah has made both the same. What if one ear was like a small pumper, and the other ear was like the ear of an elephant, like a bee fan. If one leg was 1 meter, and the other leg was 1 foot, 12 inches. How? A person sometimes just little days, you're a sick person. Allah kept it all balanced and everything. So in every aspect, this nafs Allah has made it so balanced. And then this nafs here, as Allah warned Mawlana Mashallah, he gave a very good little explanation in a few words. He said so much after Maghrib that we know that in this our body, in this world, how, what and what is not done, everything for this body. We build our houses for our comfort, our toilets for our comfort, our bathroom for whole day we in the shop. Why? So that we can earn well. Can we say that he's the king of Africa? So much he's earning, etc. Then that he's earning, have a nice house, have a nice car, etc. Eat well, travel well, all the world, townhouses, mansions, castles, ordinary houses, all for what is it? For this nafs, for this human body, for the human being. Go here, go there. You go to the docks, the ships, what a big industry and a world of its own, the ships, all for this nafs here. Everything for this. You go to the shopping place, and it's very surprising. One friend of mine gave me an aqua flosser. So I found it to be a good beneficial. So I wanted to buy for all the children. I never thought of what I never knew. If you have to go in a place for the food department in that shop, what then, what things for the food? If you go for pedicure and manicure, what things are for there? For your skin, what creams, unbelievable. How many types of creams for the skin? If you go, and now that jogging care you have to have, what that got to do with your jogging? Only Allah. Then if you go on the treadmill, and how many things, you go on massaging machines, there's no end to all dunya's things. Everywhere, what full big department, all this for what is it? For nafs. Yeah, in Ridgeview, one muhalla, one suburb of Johannesburg. Allahu Akbar. Doctors? Plenty doctors. And all types of doctors. Podiatrists and chiropractors together to discuss rubbish. That is how to get rid of rubbish. Refuse the rubbish. They get together just to talk rubbish. And in front of Allah, imbalance comes in your blood pressure. You're a sick patient now. Your blood pressure has gone too high. It's gone too low. Your cholesterol, your sugar, anything. Now you have to take treatment. And to take this treatment is, in fact, sunnah it is to take treatment. But it is not for us. And who keeps back from treatment? Everyone, a person who can't afford, so that the body can stay nice. The wife will sell her jewelry, but you must go for your heart operation. You must go for your treatment. A very good eye specialist in Canada, you'll go there. Very good eye specialist in Surat, you will go there. Because your eyes are vulnerable. You need it. All that. So all these things for this human body. For all of this year. And finally, you take all the treatment. You get 100% cure from cancer, from heart problem. So now, inshallah, you'll never die. You're going to live forever and ever. And because now you are pure, and now you're not going to die. Is that right? Very dear to us also. Your own wife, or the husband, or your father, mother. But how do you pain? How is inside you making peace from the sicknesses? Now no more cancer for them. No more heart problem for them. Nobody, no more appointments. Nobody traveling to this distance and to that doctor and pleading with this doctor for an appointment or anything. Everything has come to an end. So all this, imagine how much it is for the nafs. The motor cars and the garages and the petrol And maintain, you feel nice. Everything in the world is for this body. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. This whole dunya is created for you, for this benefit. For what are you created?
Yeah.
Everything is made for you. For what are you? A person, for example, a housewife hires a maid, the helper, that all the shampoo, the powder, the soap, all choice quality, best of things, the clothes, everything. You must wash my child, and then you must put the clothes on. That lady, that helper, brings up everything, and he brings his kind, he starts washing. Allah did all this for us, so that we can serve Him.
Yeah.
Now we forget Allah. There is the finest detail. I want my health to be perfect. Everything must be in order. I want my house to be perfect. I want my garden to be perfect. I want everything that can treat this. One is, for example, a doctor who treats patients. That is a doctor, your body he treats. Now, for example, there is the spiritual disease of kufr, which is widespread in the world. Allah saved us, Allah save us all. The Muslims in the heart. We can't imagine the azab that is on that person. A person dies with kufr on the day of Qiyamah. We can't look at ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul. And the person says, ha ha, la adri, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they start smiting him with their rods of fire. And then the snakes and dragons are let loose on him in the qabr. And from all four sides, azab on him. What is the condition? So that treatment, isn't that the most fashionable clothing? Women are going after their handbags and all the fashion and all the trimmings and the extras. In our house, how many extras? For example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Al-waladu sirrun li-abihi. A child is the secret of his parents. You have a mother, father, alima, maulana, and tablighi, sufi. Now they can't wear jeans now. They are alims, they are sufis. They can't wear all the funny, all those things, but they make their children wear. Why? That love of it is in their heart. They can't wear it, they make the children wear it. So, but the proof of it is, it's in their heart. So that's why they're making their children dress like that. And this love of kufr is always for name and fame. You did it for somebody besides Allah. In the hadith, that also is called shirk. Shirk-e-azhar, shirk-e-khafi, the hidden shirk, the small shirk, but it's also shirk. And if a person has to die like that, and on Qiyamah Day it comes, for a alim, a qari, for a very who knows everything, you are lying.
No.
You did it, people speak. You're a very big alim, you're a very good qari, you're a very generous person, you're a very, very brave person. And he will be thrown down on his face and dragged into the fire of hell. If we have to go bamboozled and we are so from all sides that we don't even know they are spiritual doctors. We only know they are just doctors of the hospital, doctors of the eye, doctor of the stomach, doctor of the heart. Those doctors we know. So he got surprised, the doctor. Who is a spiritual doctor? So he had the opportunity, and this is Ahlullah. What was read in the Nazm, they want to inform the people of the world. So he told him, get all the doctors of the hospital together, and I will explain to you who is a spiritual doctor. They got all the doctors together. So he told them then, see, regularly, all the time, you were taking blood out, checking our sugar, checking our cholesterol, the function of the kidney, the function of the pancreas, the thyroid, overactive, underactive, all, how many things you people check. In all your checks, can you check how much of pride I got in me? How much of anger I got in me? How much of jealousy I got in me? He said, now that we come. He said, that is a spiritual doctor. For example, you get a worry, it's a mental condition. It makes your sugar go up. It makes your blood pressure go up. And they will, inshallah, come to the day, Allah's promises, they will realize that, hey, Ya Rab, we are sitting very contented. No worry, we got. Mutmain baithe hai, Ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. You are in the control of what is being catapulted into the fire. The fire is burning, raging in front of me. They have removed his clothes already. And they are going to be, they can't go near the fire. They will remember, we are here to serve, help you. That Allah's Khalil, Allah's friend is going to be thrown into the fire. We are here to serve you. Very contented, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He asked, and also remember, we expect everything to happen before. Our ticket must be booked. My hotel reservation must be done. So who is going to meet me at the airport? Now only we feel comfortable to go. But if that was the case, if Namrud had seen the garden before time, he should have jumped in before Ibrahim alayhi salam. But when does Allah bring this? When you have that trust and conviction. Hearts came to their throats. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ And the Sahaba, what their iman. But Allah says that condition came when their hearts came to their throats. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ
الْحَنَاجِرِ
وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ A person who didn't have that iman, he should think, Allah failed us. Allah promised us His help, His help. Medina Sharif was the size of Masjid Nabawi now. Not even a village. Like somewhere in the farm, we just have 2-3 houses like that. A small little place. And the alliance of Kufr had covered Medina from all along. No, they couldn't protect themselves. The whole detail is very long. But how? That time, how Allah's help came. And Allah's help always came. Till today, if we know the truth, don't follow CNN. And don't follow BBC. Know the truth, what's happening in Afghanistan now. What's happening in Iraq now. What's happening in Syria now. The whole field is the Muslims' field. Whole of Afghanistan is ruled by the Mujahideen. If they are controlling right what they call the green zone, and they also they are ruling the world only with propaganda. With nothing else. In reality, the whole story is something else. Look, don't look far, in South Africa, that Muslims are a minority. Muslims are not to be even considered. But look how many masjids. Yeah, in Joburg, look how many masjids. How many ulama, how many Darul Ulooms, the Tabligh work, Ijtimaas. Who else can compare anything with them? In the whole world, go to the UK, go to the US, go to any part of the world, the field Allah has made. That Allah Ta'ala will make Islam to become Zahir in the whole world. It is here already, everywhere. Universities, we thinking in their lands. But in actual fact, the whole field Allah has given it to the Muslims. For a Muslim today, a Muslim woman, to be dressed in burqa, etc., and go to the shopping malls, where do you see this? Do we see Muslims are everywhere? Wherever you go, you will see the Muslims, and they know it is the Muslims. So Allah's help. So that iman we have to develop. So that kufr must go out of us. The shirk must go out of us. Daggers with blood flowing in the hearts. How many come when they meet you? Oh, Malala, so nice to meet you. So I haven't seen you. But you hear proper reports what is talking behind your back. It's a serious disease it is, and very, very common. How the amount of hypocrisy, then the amount of bid'at, innovation. We think other people are bid'atis. How many of bid'at are in us? To make verbal intention for your namaz is a bid'at. It's permitted for the start till you're not organized in your mind and your tongue. Itself, whole life we're making. How many other things? We are reading our du'as. Loudly the imam makes du'a. This is not their sabit, it's not God. How many other things that they are still in us? So all those things, how our namazes, what's the condition of our namaz? Mm-hmm. How many of us got concentration, even 5% in our namaz? Yeah. A common question that is asked today, I even forget the amount of rakats I made. Some people even forget whether I made one ruku or two rukus, one sajda or two sajdas. How our namaz condition? And namaz is Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when we don't straighten ourselves, Allah causes our hearts to go against one another. So in almost any community in the world, big communities, small communities, people say a lot of politics in our town. Then this causes this disunity to come outside the masjid. We blame the people outside. This person is like that, that person is like that. But we are causing it. Our namazes, where our namazes are. So this is very, very important. Then all the other things after is called ihsan. That how we can become concerned of our spiritual condition. And wallah, I say our spiritual condition controls our mental condition. Our mental condition controls our physical wants too. And the petrol price can go where it wants to.
It won't affect you. You know, everything is in the hands of Allah.
But when our iman is, dollar price has gone up so much, oh, now the poor man, if you are really worried, go to the filling station and give the poor man 5 rand for every liter of petrol to help him out. You worried for yourself. You are worried about them, you actually worried just about yourself. So the spiritual conditions we have to see. That is what is called the tasawwuf, to see, to that department of. And the Quran is how many ayats Allah is clearly referred to this department on its own. Okay? For example, here in South Africa, 150 years in Transvaal, Natal, the whole Cape Town, before 300 years, not one masjid, not one madrasa. There were Muslims also, no problem. When they came, mashallah, Allah rewarded them. They established madrasa. And we just living on their laurels. What they had sacrificed, today we living on that. But there, for example, there was no tabligh work. Tabligh work started in South Africa around about the 60s. Before that, there wasn't. People couldn't understand tabligh work, couldn't accept it also. People had big objections to Darul Uloom. When we started the Darul Uloom in Azadwal, our ustads told that don't even call it a Darul Uloom. That a small nipper, where are you starting Darul Uloom? There were no Daruls today, alhamdulillah. How many Daruls in the country? Then girls' madrasas, how many? So like that, we don't know. There was also the great institution of Khanqa in the world. Now the people are slowly coming to aware, become aware that this department which is in the Quran and starts from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. And the first Khanqa was what we call Suffa till today. Allah has kept it. Suffa was the Darul Uloom of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was the hostel, the Darul Iqama of the students. It was the Khanqa that was with the Darul Uloom. Khanqa and Darul Uloom worked together. It was there. It carried on all the time. What question was going to come? When was Napoleon Bonaparte? Whether he was born in one piece or in one piece. What we got, but we starting 2 o'clock in the morning, we're getting up. That when was Napoleon Bonaparte? Of Sheikh Abu Abdullah Andalusi, rahmatullah. His murids like Sheikh Shibli, rahmatullah. And what great murids. And like today we go on supper, today we came, maybe about 8-10 people are with us or whatsoever. To 12,000 people making supper. The Khanqas were like that. How many thousands of people? And huge, huge Khanqas they were in this all Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, these places. Huge, huge Khanqas they were. Like Darul Ulooms we have today. Djoband, Darul Uloom Djoband. How many thousands of students? In Bangladesh, 15,000 students. 20,000 students in one Darul Uloom. And like the tabligh work, before there wasn't. In the Markaz of Nizamuddin, go and see how many thousands of people are eating. What way they eating? Arriving, go and see, free of charge. They are eating. They got no jamaats in the world. The Darul Uloom producing students, and the students going in the four corners of the world. And they are doing their work. And Darul Uloom got no income, fixed income. It got no shops running, no filling stations, no nothing. But the work is carrying out on the international level. And it's carrying on for how long? The same way the Khanqas were like that. Great, great Khanqas. But then the decline did come. This is also the system of Allah. The weakness, great weakness came. But alhamdulillah, in every sphere today, without a doubt of contradiction, every sphere of our deen is flourishing. Not in South Africa only, in the whole world it is flourishing. You go to how many places of the Muslims in a non-Muslim country, South Africa. They say, this we don't have in our country. This type of Darul Ulooms. This type of, and one, the Mufti of Iraq, he fell ill. He was in a hospitalized, landmade he was. He phoned to his family, all of us, thanks the Sahaba. He said, I don't wish to come home. If I can die here, it will be my great honor. See, whatever today is flourishing in the world. Wherever you can go, and this is what is needling the non-believers and the non-believing countries. That how is Islam flourishing like this? The fastest, that was the only showing. Mala Ilyas Ahmadullah in his time told, they are lying. The truth is, Muslims are bigger. All these years they showed Christians are bigger in number. But now they have to admit that the Muslims are bigger in number in the whole world. Islam is on the move. Allahu Akbar. I don't want to take too much time. Just give you one or two incidents. We had a student from Burundi studying in the madrasa. He completed about, I think, 5-6 years, something like that as well. The final students, when I can help it, I try and give them the awat at home. He was in the final year, we were having meals after meals. He told me, I want to tell you something. Black boy, he says he was going to school. He was in matric. And on one day, a Friday, Thursday morning, he was on his way to school, and there was a jail. Because he said the priest drummed it into our heads that Muslims are cannibals, human eaters, and they take you to the masjid and eat you there. So when they came to our and they told him, must come masjid, it clicked. That means they're going to eat me up, alive they're going to eat me up. So he bolted, he ran away. But his hidayat was arranged by Allah. When he was returning again after school, they met him again. And they knew French language also, and their French is spoken. And they knew the Bible also. Not from the Quran. Enough verses in the changed version of the Bible, there are still more than enough verses to show the truth of Islam. Maulana Kaleem Siddiqui in India, he gives the Hindus the awat of Islam from the Ved Kitab. Mm. In the Ved Kitab, they have more. They say, if you believe in your Kitab, you have to accept Islam. He gathers them in the temple and he gives them the awat from the Ved. And in that, not less than 8-10 people accept Islam. Mm. Now, presently, it's happening in India. So, anyway, this boy. They met him again and they showed him verses in the Bible, they told him. And they gave him the references. When he went home, his mother, very staunch Roman Catholic, and she saw, my son today is not doing no homework, no assignments, no checking that references they were doing. And he saw his rifle, he said. Everything that you must make wuzu is in the Bible. Make namaz, put ruku and sajda is in the Bible. Everything that Isa alayhi salam prophesied, told that Nabi Muhammad, by the name. Next morning he was going back to school, Friday morning, and he thought, these people, let me see what they do in the masjid. He peeps from one window, they saw him. They called him in, they were having breakfast. You have breakfast with us. He accepted Islam. But he said, please, my mother mustn't know. And small village, the word just spreads like wildfire. And if you want something to spread more faster than internet and TV and Facebook or anything, just tell somebody, I'm telling, I say, from school, it's time. Normally I come. She said, you lie. He said, it's my time. I came from school. I was at school. After quite a bit, he said, it's true. I was at the masjid and I've accepted Islam. She became very, very angry with him. She swore him, abused him, everything, chased him out of the house. He went away. He took a few steps, but then it came in his heart, a mother is a mother. For a religion, I must give up my mother? No, my mother is my mother. So he came back again. If that is the case, let me rather just go. He went to the masjid, the imam told him, I adopt you from here. You are my son, you stay here. And that was the time of the genocide in Rwanda, Burundi, where millions of people got killed. That Jamaat was going Congo for one jilla. They made his tashkil, he went with them. Gave up his school, everything, he went with them. In the meantime, his father and three. And he told me every holiday, 20, 40, 60 families accept Islam. He makes his effort. He did that. He said, when I reached Darulum, her phone came, I gave up my whiskey.
Allah.
And I met him again afterwards. Alhamdulillah, we went there and he's doing great and fantastic. If you permit me, there are many, but just one or two. Maybe about 8-10 years ago, we were in Delhi, India, with the family, my wife's cousin. He lives in Delhi, in the modern Delhi, the up to date, and he's a inspector in the post office. So he was telling us, and he has a lot to give you under guarantee that the vast majority of Hindus in their heart they are Muslim. In Tehran, where there are over 50% of Iran are Sunni Muslims, and if not of more this place. I don't want to go into the too much details. He had arranged a program for the ulama. So we had a talk there. And in that program, I saw one person nodding his head, enjoying the talk, accepting everything. Then we had tea, so I asked, who is this? They say, he's a Shia who became a Muslim. I was happy and some religion. Islam is the true religion. Then we went to Zahidan, where the Muslims, they are Sunni, all that whole stretch, all Sunni Muslims. We think Irani Shia equals Shia. It's not the case. How many of them are Sunnis? So anyway, we went there. First they took me to the Eidgah. They showed me the Eidgah. The Eidgah was so big that we couldn't go walking. By car they had to take me around. A capacity of 200,000 people make namaz. And the madrasa annual jalsa also they keep it there. Tablighi Markaz. And the masjid, our Dawud masjid, most of us must have seen it. Without exaggeration, easily 10 times or 15 times more bigger than our Dawud masjid. But the masjid has gone too small. 5 meters from the masjid, they built, they have already, at that time the structure was entered the gate of the Darul Uloom. It looked like we were entering a city of its own. So big. And this is in Iran. We don't know. For us, Iran, this is Bandar Abbas, all those places are all Shafi Muslims. But Muslims are in the, they are in the majority there. Then we came home back here. It was just before Bakri. He says in the past 6 weeks, 2 months, about 5-6 Hindus died in Rudipur and Azadpur. All of them told their family before they died, long time we have accepted Islam. When we die, you must give us Muslim burial and bury us in the Muslim Qabristan. We don't know this. We don't know how Islam is spreading like wildfire in the world. I don't want to stop. In Chipata, Zambia. There was one story, very university degrees, everything. So he said, I read a lot of books. And that is my passion, to read books. He says, I got the Quran. And when I started reading it, the subject matter was different from all the other books. What is the Quran and all other books? So I got very intrigued and very, very surprised and interested. So I said, I must check who's the author. So I closed the book and I'm looking for the author. Whole front cover, no author. On the side, no author. I opened up introduction, which part of the world? Whenever it was printed, differences between them. Quran Sharif, I checked up wherever it was printed. Whenever it, after that, to teach, people are accepting Islam in huge numbers. In Europe, in the White House, they got Jamaat Khan. The amount of Muslims that are in the White House, that they have got a Jamaat Khan, but they won't make this known. But everywhere in the world, Islam is on the march. So all this, so anyway, we have moved a bit from our subject, if we become true Muslims, and they see our character. Just Maulana was saying, people hear about Islam, read about Islam, they want to see Islam. If we can show them what Islam is, what a change will come. I'm complete now, inshallah. Last, five. You got the right to pull me off the chair. No problem. I was once in South India, and one alim showed me these words which had a great effect on me. Sahil-e qalb se inqilab aata. A person who has got a heart, live heart, connected with Allah. One person brings a revolution in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many other people in the annals of history? Then another, that he said it was finished. Another place I went, another alim told me a very interesting story. It's all from Allah's side. It just fitted hand in glove, the two stories. That one great buzurg went to Ajrara. It is in Muzaffarnagar, UP side, near Deoband and all that side. Small village, Ajrara. He was Sahib al-Qalb, his connection with Allah wala, the person whose Islah is made. All he did, he made Maghrib namaz there. By that, the whole village changed. How did it change? He made Maghrib namaz, then the people, the Musallis, saw there's an outsider here today, in a village, no hotel, no shop, no restaurant, where he's going to eat, and the hospitality. So the one person told him that you have meals with me. So he told me, no, he told him, don't worry. I have to read, after insisting a long time. Then he told him, see, the truth is, I don't know. We are strangers. What your income is, how's your money, halal, haram, what kind of food. So he says, no, I do farming. And the rain comes from the heavens, the ground grows the crops. What you got doubt in my income? 100% halal. Now this, the ulama will know this, wipes them. They do the transaction already. And according to Sharia, it is not like you don't know, hailstorm can come, and you made a transaction, now trouble will come there, fighting will start, or the crop doesn't grow for some reason, rain stop coming. But you have already done it, so it's not jais according to you. You say, you do that, I do. You say, then you tell me yourself, how can I eat your food? He understood. But the talk spread in the whole little village. Big buzurg, person like big taqwa. Don't drink cannabis, I don't know. So he said that the doctor said, I'm a doctor. I earn my halal living. What you got touting my income? So I'm seeking. So he says, now you tell me, how can I accept your money? It's not right. Shopkeeper came. Shopkeeper said, I do business, etc. He asked him certain transactions. He said, oh, now you tell me, how can I accept? The whole town came. Isha time, the whole town came there. This is such a big buzurg, etc. And now they realize, if our income is not right, then our clothes are not correct. Our masjid, we gave money, was not correct income. Our zakat, we give it. And he explained to them everything, they all understood. Certain things he made them to make tawbah, istighfar. Other things he's referred them to the muftis, get the proper fatwa. Everything cleared out. He said, now no problem, bring your food, I'll eat, I haven't got a problem. And so then he ate. So they said, okay, it's very late now at night, 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. After Fajr, we'll sit again. When our income was not right, then nothing of ours we think is right. We'll sit with you. Fajr day came, he's missing, he's not there. They asked the Muazzin, he only had one chadar, one sheet. He covered himself with that, he slept, and he got up to Hajjud. Maybe one person who has heart is correct, he changes a whole nation. So if we can be huge numbers and we gather one place, but heart is not right, it's just coming together, meeting, eating, talking, going on. Nothing. If the heart comes right, one person with the right heart, you will set the world in order. And this is what is the soul. To work on the heart, correct the heart. Then your namazes, then your du'as, your tilawat, everything will come. Correcting our heart. If the heart is right, hadith says your whole body is right. All your eyes will look right. Your tongue will speak right. But if your heart is not right, nothing will be right. And this is what is the soul. To work on the heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. If anyone got any questions, I'm sure nobody will speak. So this now one and I will go another one. Rather just keep quiet. And mashallah, I'm so happy I went out. Allah has blessed you with good ulama here. And what a beautiful masjid. Now the madrasa, I was very surprised. So big madrasa coming up here. I couldn't understand. We have it minam. But let us make the speaker of correcting our heart. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها
جزاكم الله خيرا